so much.
Sorry, I can't hear a word you're saying. Sorry. There you go.
Lovely to have you here with us this morning, and thank you for taking time. It's lovely to see you.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you very much, I think.
Forgive me, John, but I'm intrigued by your order of dress. And I can see that wellies might be advisable if you're spending all day standing in the River Jordan, although possibly chest waders or even a wetsuit might be more suitable for full immersion baptism. And the hard hat, I mean, I know that the heavens opened, but a voice came out, nothing fell out, unless, of course, you were worried about the dove.
No, I think you're confusing me with John the Baptist. My name's John the Builder. Good morning. Good morning.
John the Builder.
That's right, sir. Yeah.
I've never heard of John the Builder. I've heard of Bob the Builder.
That'll be my cousin, is Bob. He's a great lad with the tools and stuff. No, John the Baptist, now he's me. Oh, hang on a second, could you hold that for us? Thanks. He's me great. Oh, your hands are full. Hang on a second there. great uncle. So he is. Thanks.
Okay, I see, I think. Well, Mr. Builder, or may I call you John, what exactly is it that you do?
I'm glad you asked me that, sir. I'm glad you asked me. See, because although I'm related to John the Baptist, and I know he was around like 2,000 years before I was... Can you understand what I'm saying, by the way? Are you multilingual here?
Sorry.
I'm glad...
Excuse me, can we just...
It was the bees I was worried about, sir. It was the bees. I'll be all right now. I'll let you hang on to that a second. Thank you. We've got your chilly toes here, you know. Here we go. Oh, there we go. Fantastic. You never know when it might start raining again.
Extra large locusts.
That's for me breakfast. I got me locusts and me pot of honey. Just me packed lunch. Yeah, I got a packed lunch. No, but as I was saying, Uncle John, as we like to call him, his business was about telling people about getting their way straight. Make the road straight, he said. Straighten out your lives. Because someone special was coming, and that someone was Jesus.
But hang on a second. Jesus has...
I know what you're thinking. I'm a clever man. I know that. You're thinking Jesus has already been and come and gone. And so why have we got to worry about anything? Because he died on the cross and it's all done. But I'm telling you this. Listen up, because this is a word of warning. He's coming back, you know. Oh, yeah. Some people, they think he's not going to be around for 2,000 years. He's not coming back again. Don't let 2,000 years kid you. That's nothing to God. 2,000 years is like that. I think Jesus is coming back. And my job is to do what John's job was, and that was to warn people. You see, you kiddies these days in your schools, do you have the yellow card thingies? If you've been, not that you're ever naughty, I bet you're a good girl, but you have the yellow cards for when you're naughty and you get a warning or you get an intervention. Well, that's what John the Baptist was doing when he first came. He was warning people to sort their lives out because someone really special was going to be coming. So that's my job right now. And you see, the thing is, even back then, people's reactions, some of them, they didn't give a monkeys. Couldn't be bothered. Too busy living their lives and stuff. Others, they wanted to hear more, and they came out. Because, you see, John was out in the wilderness. He didn't come, like, into churches and stuff. He was out there in the middle of nowhere in the desert making sandcastles and stuff. And so the people, they came rushing out to hear him, to see what he was glad to say. And some of them, they listened, and they learned, and they thought, you know what? I've got a really rubbish life. I've got to sort my life out. And that's what they did. They sorted their lives out. And he said, I'm really sorry, God. I've been leading a rubbish life. I'm a total idiot. Come and sort me out. And now Uncle John, you know what he did? He gets them in the river and he dunks them in the middle of the river. I'm supposed to be washing their sins away, for goodness sake. A dirty old river. But he washed them away and they were happy. And they changed their lives and they got themselves ready for when God came. But there are some of us, some of them sad blokes and paraphrases.
Sadducees and... Yeah, them ones.
Them geese.
Those ones.
The religious know-it-alls, they think they know it all. They came out there as well because they thought, oh, we got to get a piece of the action with everyone else. Got to be in with the crowd, you see. So they come out there and they said, oh, John, baptize us and all. Don't forget to do us, will you? But Uncle John, he's a smart cook. He says, ah, get away with you bunch of vipers. Gertrude, get on your bikes and get out of here. Even though bikes hadn't been invented. But you get my point. Because he knew that they had too much to lose. They weren't sorry for the way they'd been living their lives. They'd had loads of money coming into the temple. They had loads of food. They had their positions of status and authority. People looked up to them. And he knew that if they really meant what they said, that they were really sorry, they were worried that they might actually lose their respect, lose their cushy jobbies. So he knew that they didn't mean it, and he sent them on their way. And the trouble is, you see, people are still like that today. Some people still think that they're too big for God. They don't need God. But I'm telling you, God's bigger than any man I know. And I know Big Meat and Big Pete as well. And there's some big fellas. And God's even bigger than them, I'm telling you. But now Jesus, you see, when Jesus came, he wasn't like that at all. Because there's John in the wilderness, as I see, preaching this message to everyone, saying someone really special is coming. And people think, oh, it must be John, he must be a prophet. But Uncle John said, no, it's not me. It's Jesus. And then Jesus comes. And he says to John, baptize me as well, will you, John? And Jesus and John is like, oh my goodness, it's me cousin, it's Jesus. I can't believe it. We grew up together playing runouts and scrumping apples off Uncle Isaiah's tree together. And Jesus is the Christ, is the special one. And he says, no, Jesus, I can't baptize you. You should baptize me. And do you know what Jesus says? Does he say, yeah, you're quite right, John. I'm special. I'm the man. No, Jesus says, no, John. God says this is how it's got to be. So go on. Baptize me. And John says, no.
Jesus,
you will. So John did, and you would not believe what happened next. Well, actually, you might do, because it's written here in the Bible. So if you read your Bible, you know what happened next. The heavens opened. Yeah, that's where it got me hard at. Oh, where have we gone? Oh, there you are. Wait, it went 3D for a minute then. I thought I could touch you. And the heavens opened, and God's Spirit came down like a dove out of the clouds and landed on Jesus. And if that wasn't enough, there was this voice. Not any old voice, but the voice of God, would you believe it? And he calls down from heaven and he says, this is Jesus, this is my boy. I'm chuffed with him. Or as Chris said, the boy done good. I'm well pleased with him if you're a football-y person. And it was then that Jesus then started off on his job that God had given him to do, which, can you believe it, was the same as what Uncle John was doing. Telling people that the kingdom of God was coming, so sort your lives out. Now, you see, as I said, Jesus is going to be coming back again, so you got to be ready. But next time, it's going to be louder than it was last time. He's not coming back as a baby, I can tell you. Oh, I think I changed the Cornishman then, sorry. So that's why we've got to make a lot of noise, you see, to get people's attention. Because there'll be no being born as a baby, travelling around, watching the miracles and all that. When he comes next time, it's going to be loud and clear. And you won't get a chance to change your mind then. So you've got to sort your life out. Get yourself on the straight and level right now. That's what I'm telling you. And the last thing I've got to say, I think, is that some people, they're a bit deaf. That's why we've got to make a load of noise. But some people, they're a bit short-sighted. They can't see the little detail. You give them a Bible to read, and they can't see the words that are in there as plain as the nose on me face if I haven't got me thing down. So that's why we've invented the Mega Machine.
The Mega Machine?
Oh, aye, the Mega Machine.
I see. And what does the Mega Machine do?
I got it over here. Don't tell anyone. I nicked it from a professor bloke. Shh, it's our secret. Would you like a demonstration? I would like a demonstration of the Mega Machine. Yeah. I'm glad you said that. It would have been an awful anticlimax if you had said no. Ah, right. Twist around here a little bit. There we go. That should be enough. Can you see it all right there? Oh, no, you can't because you've got the cover on. Oh, dear, it's broken already. Would you believe it? Right. can't bend over with my hat on. We'll just leave that bit there for now. Perfection. Right, here we go. The mega machine crossbar, like I was saying. Now, what you do is you put something little in one end and something big comes out the other end. Would you like a demonstration? Have you got anything like that? I tell you what, where's my grasshoppers? Where's my lunch? Here we go. We could stick some grasshoppers in. Should we stick some?
I'm not sure that...
He wants to see...
Those are extra large already. We don't need them anymore.
Oh, don't. What do you think? Would you like to see my grasshoppers? No. Would you like to see a grasshopper? Who wants to see a grasshopper? Look, I haven't actually grilled them yet. Normally I grill them. They've got a bit crunchier. Shall I? Anyone want to have a grasshopper? Would you like a grasshopper for your breakfast, dear? Come on, then. Right. Perhaps we shouldn't use a grasshopper. Have you got anything else we could use, Christopher?
I've got my lunch, yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. What have you got in your lunchbox there?
It's just as well I'm feeling hungry.
Oh, fantastic. Bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pope. You can't beat it. Great vintage. We can pop this in here. Hang about. This is going to be a worry. Pop that in there. There we go. Oh, have you got anything else? Oh, a bit of bread. That'll be fantastic. Let's just take it out. Actually, we leave it in the wrapper. That'll be fine. Bit of bread. There we go. Right. Then what we do is we turn the machine on, press a few buttons, and we lost the pin there. No worry. And then hopefully we can hear the sound. Hang on. Is it working? I can't hear it working. Oh yes, the bubbles are fizzing. Look, you can tell. Hang on a bit. There, oh, look at the bubbles fizzing. Right, and then hopefully at the other end here, we should have another bottle of wine. It might be a bit bigger than when we start. Oh, there you go. Fantastic. And a whole loaf of bread. You could use that for your communion thing if you like. So there you go. This is the mega machine, and we'll be using this week. This is the team of the week for the holiday club for the mega makers, and we're going to be bringing the children in and making the picture bigger for them. We're going to show them how much wider and wider the invitation of Jesus is, because he started with just a few disciples, and it got wider and wider and wider. And we're going to show them how deep their trust in Jesus is. And finally, we'll show them how greater and greater God's love for them is. So if you can't be here this week, please do pray. Pray for their leaders that they keep their sanity. Because I think some of them are losing it already. It's been a tough 2 weeks, I tell you. But pray for the children that they will get that message, that they will understand the wider and wider and deeper and greater. And pray that we'll have some families come back next Sunday as well, when we'll have another theme, which I can't for the life of me remember what it is right now. But that's a whole week away. So please, do pray for them. Thank you very much. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. John, thank you.
I'm on the way.